Every Sunday at this time, the Coca-Cola Company presents the Spike Jones Show, with Spike Jones and the City Slickers, including Doodles Weaver as Professor Beetlebaum, George Rock, Dick and Freddie Morgan, and Sir Frederick Gass. Today's special guests are the one and only Alec Templeton and lovely Monica Lewis. Today, we're coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. And here are the City Slickers and the Paganini of the Pots and Pans, Spike Jones.
Hey, let me hear what note you're playing. Beautiful. Let me hear the note you were playing. Lovely, lovely. And let me hear what note you were playing. How do you like that? CBS bought the chimes, too.
Is it true what they say about the tree? Does the sun really shine all the time? Through the sweet magnolia blossom at everybody's door, the folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more. Is it true what they say about Swanee? Is the tree by the stream so sublime? Do they laugh, do they love, like they say in every song? If it's true, that's where I belong.
Music lovers. Tonight our band of wacky wanderers has moved into the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, where people spend their time doing things. And other people who have done things are doing time. But as is our custom, we are going to take our radio audience on a sightseeing tour of the city. Tonight, Chapter 2 in our Seeing America with Spike series. Atlanta, Georgia. Tonight we start our tour by... Thank you. Tonight we start our tour by... Thank you. Tonight we start our tour by... Thank you. Tonight we start our tour by going... And so we end our tour of Atlanta. Our next tour starts immediately. Atlanta is a huge industrial center, and the many textile mills here are a tribute to the genius of Eli Whitney, who in 1793 said,
I'm going to invent the cotton gin.
That's impossible.
Someone said it was impossible to invent the steamboat.
Yeah, who?
Robert Fulton. Stand back. I'm going to try out my cotton gin. It's a success.
What came out, cotton?
No, gin.
Leaving Eli to the boll weevils, we stroll along till we reach the center of Atlanta. Walking up to a native, we ask what street we are on.
This is Peachtree Street.
Oh, Peachtree Street. Isn't this the straightest street in Atlanta?
Would you mind repeating that?
I said, isn't this the straightest street in Atlanta?
Yankee.
Hastily beating a retreat, we decide to pay a visit to nearby Stone Mountain, which is reputed to be one of the world's largest exposed blocks of granite. A sculptor is at work with hammer and chisel. Pardon me, sir, but what is that you're carving?
It's a poem!
A poem? Did you read it to us?
Certainly! I started a bust of Robert E. Lee, also Jefferson Davis. But look what the darn thing turned out to be. An ad for Burma Shaving.
We leave him to return to the Buckhead District, where they will give him a buck for his head. Our tour reaches a climax.
Hello, Clyde. Hello, Max.
Thank you, Rhett Butler and Scarlett O'Hara. And now we chance to meet an old friend, one whom we admire as a great guy as well as a wonderful musician. Nobody else but Alec Templeton. Alec, you were a guest on our program only 4 weeks ago. What brings you back again?
I couldn't believe it the first time.
Alec, my music isn't unusual. Why, there's nothing that the New York Philharmonic can play that I can't play.
That's right. I can just see Toscanini coming onto your podium and saying, Signor City Slickerini, I want the crescendo on the cowbells, also on the washboards. I want the on the auto horn, and I want the sax section molto crescendo, molto ritardando, e molto lombardo.
You're right, Alec. I've heard him say it many times. Alec, you know, your piano playing is a little unpredictable, too. When you play, no one knows what's going to happen. Grieg might meet Gershwin, or Beethoven might meet Boogie Woogie.
Well, that's just what might happen now, Spike. Let's ask 4 people in the audience to give me 2 popular and 2 classical tunes, and I'll put them all together. The 4 in 1. Let's have a popular tune first.
2 front teeth.
Two front teeth.
What?
Two front teeth.
Now a classical one.
Classical number?
Chopin's Nocturne. 2 front teeth. Another popular tune.
My Darling.
My Darling. 2 front teeth, Chopin's Nocturne, and another classical one.
One more classical, ladies and gentlemen. Hungarian Rhapsody?
Hungarian Rhapsody.
Hungarian Rhapsody.
All I Want for Christmas, My Darling, and the Nocturne of Chopin.
That was wonderful, really wonderful.
Thank you very much, Spike. Isn't your guest singer tonight Monica Lewis?
That's right, Alec. She's new to this part of the country, but up in New York City, she's been causing a sensation in nightclubs and theaters. Here she is, Miss Monica Lewis. Monica, I know everybody'd like to hear a song. Did you bring your music along with you?
Yes, I did, Spike.
Well, you wasted your time. Nobody in this band can read it. But you start singing and we'll try to follow you.
Well, you have been all afternoon.
That was Doodles Weaver, Monica. Ready, set, go.
When I was touching sweet 16, my mother said to me, it's time you learned a thing or two, or maybe even three. The world is such a wicked world for any wide-eyed miss. But you can wait and rule your fate if you remember this. Keep your feet on the ground, near the tree with the red, red leaves. Now you can flirt with all the boys down at the local store. Say yes if they request one kiss, but if they ask for more, keep your feet on the ground, near the tree with the red, red leaves. Agree to being driven home, that's proper for a lass. But when he parks the car and says, we've just run out of gas. Keep your feet on the ground, near the tree with the red, red leaves. Be sweet as pie to each young man and have your little fling. Be gracious when he rings your phone, but till the church bells ring. Keep your feet on the ground, near the tree with the red, red leaves. Now I have taken Mom's advice, I'm married happily, and Junior's hair is just as red as the leaves upon that tree. And we build us a house and we live with our kids in our house on the ground, near the tree, near the tree, near the ground of the house, near the kids, near the tree. With the red, red leaves.
That was really great, Monica. And now,
Spike,
Professor Fiedelbaum. Are you having a good time in Atlanta, Professor?
Yes, but I had a lot of trouble getting a hotel room. You see, I wanted a room that was 6 feet wide and 75 feet long.
What do you need with a room 6 feet wide and 75 feet long?
At night, I like to get up and bowl. On that note of hilarity, I'll now sing a tenor ballad entitled Powder Your Face with Sunshine. Am I on voice? How was that?
Sounded like somebody saying Oglethorpe backwards.
Now, if you'll give me a downbeat... Powder your face with shoe shine.
No, not shoe shine.
A face of your pals with shine sun. A sun of your face with pine shout. Shine up your face with powder. No, wash your face in clam chowder. No. I can't seem to get that first line, so I'll skip it and go on. Put on a great big smile. Make up your eyes with gladness. I was glad today till I saw a friend who looked terrible. I said, what happened? He said, well, I almost got killed. I got hit on the head with a sandwich. I said, how could a sandwich hurt you? He said, it was a club sandwich. Harkle. Folks will be laughing at you, or with you, in a little while. Tissle a wound, a tootle a whiz, give me a hiss. I must be back in the snake pit again. Oh, well, snake's no difference to me. You know, they have a funny snake at the zoo here. They have a real funny snake. They call it a whiff enough. You know why they call it a whiff enough? Well, it eats onions and garlic all day, and, brother, one whiff enough. Whistle a tune of gladness. Gloom never was in style. What kind of style? A pig style? Did you hear about the torn cloth that married a pig? They had a rip snorter.
Perfect, killer!
The Brucher's fighter, the fighter's Brucher. Fighter, I used to be a fighter. I'll never forget my first fight. I fought a little guy. He came into my chin. That was a trouble. He came into my chin too many times. Boy, I tell you. He was covered with blood. My blood. In the fourth round, I really had him worried. He thought he'd kill me. And he did. The future's brighter when hearts are lighter. Smile, 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 smile. You out there in the front row, what do you think I am anyway? Freak? What do I look like, a mermaid or a cow or a horse? A horse? And there they go. It's Flying Sylvester in front, Pat Page in second, Catherine Wonders, and Mosquito Bite has been scratched.
Mosquito Bite!
Miles, miles, boys!
Thank you for that very important time, Professor. Now here's Joe McCain speaking for the Coca-Cola Company.
The minute the man with ice-cold Coke appears at any public event, there's a pleasurable stir and a hasty reaching for coins. With ice-cold Coca-Cola, you add to the enjoyment of any occasion. Refreshment always promotes good fellowship and sociability. Keep an eye out for that familiar Coke sign whenever you want to play refreshed.
Like a couple of weeks ago, you played some Gershwin for us. I wonder if you've got a piano solo for us tonight.
Yes, I have, Spike. It's Debussy's Prelude in A minor.
Well, that should really make the joint jump. Go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Alec Templeton. Recently, I've been listening to the radio, and there's a type of program that's becoming popular again, the Amateur Hour. There's Horace Height featuring Dick Contino, Arthur Godfrey, and Ted Mack in the original Amateur Hour. So I thought it might be a good idea if the City Slickers and I were to put on an amateur hour of our own. If we did, it might sound something like this.
Here's your chance to win fame and fortune on the Spike Jones Amateur Hour. Show the world you can dance or sing. There's always room for another bing. And if you play a violin, don't despair. You'll never get in Jack Benny's hair. So tune up your ukulele, clarinet, or kazoo. Here's your opportunity to show just what you can do on the Spike Jones Amateur Hour.
Good evening. This is Spike Jones and his unoriginal amateur hour. Tonight we have a fine lineup of talent, and your votes will decide the winner. Remember, the number to call in Atlanta is Atlanta 9970. It has nothing to do with the amateur hour, but it's a wonderful number to call. And now I see our first contestant is coming up to the microphone. What is your name, sir?
William B. Hartsfield.
any relation to the mayor of Atlanta?
Who?
William B. Hartsfield.
That's a coincidence. You have the same name as me.
No, no. My name is Spike Jones.
And you say you're the mayor of Atlanta?
No, I'm not the mayor of Atlanta.
And who is?
William B. Hartsfield.
Well, how do you like that? I didn't even run, and I was elected mayor.
Well, William, what are you going to do for us?
I'm going to sing At the End of a Perfect Day.
Fine, fine. The microphone is yours.
You mean I can take it home?
No, sing.
When you come to the end of a perfect day and you stand alone with the storm and the sun goes down pray for the joy that today has born. Well, this is the end.
Practice makes perfect.
Thank you. Well, the telephone votes are pouring in, and here is the latest count. The xylophone player, 204. The singer, 198. Georgia Tech, 12. Now, who is our next amateur?
I am.
And what is your name?
Alec Templeton.
Mr. Templeton, what is your occupation?
I'm a cab driver.
And what kind of an act do you do?
I do imitations of an old-fashioned pianola roll.
A likely story. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Templeton, a piano player.
Put the roll on to speed 78, right.
Here is the latest report from our telephone operators. According to this, our telephone has just been disconnected because we didn't pay our bill. And now I have a card on our next amateur. This says his name is Carl Crossmeyer. Is that right?
Yeah.
You're German?
Yeah.
And you live on Peachtree Street. Is that not correct?
Yeah, that is not correct.
I suppose you're going to play a musical song.
No, I play the musical hammer.
Well, how does that work?
Well, while the music is playing, I am hammering in time. Meanwhile, I am building a box. With it?
With it? You've just split an infinitive.
I have? Well, it's after hours. I'll have to get time und a half.
Please now, are you all set?
Well, let me see. I have my wood, my nails. Where is my hammer? How am I going to hammer without it?
I use your head.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Proceed. What do you do?
Well, I've got a band, and we imitate Spike Jones.
Imitate Spike Jones? Don't you have any ambition? You do it well?
Well, sure. I listen to every Spike Jones record that was ever made.
You've listened to every Spike Jones record? Hasn't that affected you?
Golly, no.
No, I guess it hasn't affected you. If it wasn't for the flower growing out of your head, you'd be perfectly normal. But I'd like to hear your band. Imitate Spike Jones.
Okay. You? Ready, boy?
For the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now, here is Spike.
Before we say goodbye for now, I'd like to thank Alec Templeton and Monica Lewis for being with us.
Well, Spike, it was fun being here.
I enjoyed it too, Spike, especially in being one of your amateurs.
Alec, I hope that didn't do you any harm.
No, it did me a lot of good. I got an offer from Horace Heidt.
Well, you're lucky. I was eliminated in the semifinals.
Spike, who's your guest going to be next week?
The incomparable Hildegard.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hildegard is one of my favorites.
We'll be listening. Good night, Spike.
Good night, everybody.
And don't forget to tune in again next Sunday when Hildegard will be Spike's special guest on The Spike Jones Show.
For the love of Spike, don't miss Spike!
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Thank you.